South Africa was hit with stage 4 load shedding today, and it is foreseen that load shedding will continue to at least Friday. It follows after several generating units tripped and nearly half of Eskom's generating capacity was offline. Rand Merchant Bank issued a relatively surprising statement today in which CEO James Formby called for the removal of local content procurement rules and import tariffs on steel to reduce the cost of renewable energy. He said South Africa urgently needs a megawatt first policy, and that imported parts are up to 50% cheaper than locally manufactured parts. He also said that the manufacturing processes for these parts are largely automated and would lead to fewer job losses than one might anticipate. James Formby is now on the line. James, thanks so much for joining me. Your position is actually quite aggressive, and as far as I'm aware, the first of its kind in the country. Was it a coincidence that you released this statement on the same day stage 4 load shedding hit us?
It was a coincidence. Actually, had no idea that we would be at stage 4 today. The announcement that Eskom made a little while ago, you know, indicating that it was making land in Mpumalanga available for renewable energy projects, which we actually thought was a really positive step in energy liberalization and a really good move along the lines of the megawatts first policy that you referred to in your intro. So it was really along those lines to commend Eskom, and then also, I guess, sometimes they do need some support given, I guess, consumer frustration at the moment. But at the same time, to highlight the importance of liberalizing in a whole lot of ways in order to really try and get megawatts to the grid urgently. So it wasn't meant to be an aggressive statement, Rick, but really just an endorsement of liberalization, which we actually saw as, you know, real positive coming through just in the last little while, along with the rebid window 6 coming up too.
This is not a new debate. It's a question of protecting the local industry to the detriment of consumers. What are the benefits to your proposal relative to the potential negatives?
It's difficult to truly estimate what and how big these benefits are. And there's really quite a complex range of protections or localization rules plus tariffs that add to the cost. So it actually would require quite a detailed study to come to the bottom of it and to be able to precisely estimate it. We do believe it would have a fairly significant impact just from what we can see on both of those. The flip side is, and I'm certainly not trying to talk against building an industry in South Africa that supports renewable energy. In fact, I think it's going to be required. What the point here, Rake, is really that it shouldn't be built on the back of lots of complex rules that make our energy more expensive. And I think that if one provides a very clear pipeline of renewable projects, the support for the industry where we can scale it and where economic forces allow for it will enable it to happen, and we will end up having a renewable sector that's not supported by complex rules which add cost, but supported by commercial realities. Renewable bidders would actually want to do local procurement and local capabilities. That's the flip side. It's not to advocate against a local industry, but rather to say, don't try to protect something and create lots of complexity and rules when, you know, there's some very specialized equipment which will probably never be able to be made in South Africa cost effectively.
Rand Merchant Bank is involved with the financing of many of these projects. In your experience, what are the major bottlenecks for the approval or the construction of these renewable projects? Is it the cost of components or perhaps the regulatory processes?
I think that, you know, obviously the bid rounds that are happening, renewable bid window 5 is now fairly far advanced. And there are many large companies in South Africa that are looking to produce power privately. And we see that as a major theme over the coming years, where large mining houses and other energy users want to try to produce cost-effective renewable energy for their purposes. And, you know, the increase of the threshold from 1 megawatt to 100 megawatts is hugely positive. A number of these projects are starting to enter the stage where they need the regulatory approval. So we will see quite quickly how easily they get through the approval processes. But we are really hoping, given some of the pressures on the grid, that these are now expedited and move forward quite quickly.
Do you think the private sector in general is vocal enough and criticize government publicly to address some of the problems, including the availability of electricity?
I think it's not about criticizing. You know, we all know where we are now. It's much more about how we partner to solve this for South Africa as a whole. And I really do believe that there's the capital within the private sector that can enable an enormous, if you like, boom in renewable energy construction over the coming years and enable this just transition away from coal-fired power stations. And I think we really are, as South Africa, although it may seem dark right now, on the cusp of a really big opportunity if we can just make sure that we liberalize the approach here and allow the capital and the private sector to start getting megawatts onto the grid, which is why that megawatts first construct is the most important. And, you know, often, you know, government is laudable in that it wants to achieve many social objectives, but sometimes having too many objectives confuses the issue. So really this message is about just let's all focus on one thing. Let's get megawatts onto the grid. And let's make it as simple and easy for bidders to do that. And the less complexity we add in terms of any of the other rules and requirements will really aid to this process.
James Formby is the CEO of R&B. James, thank you so much for your participation tonight.